The Guardian.
Michael Tomasky, editor of Guardian America. A change of plan. The Republicans have canceled the first night of their convention because of the hurricane down along the Gulf Coast. A lot of speculation politically about whether or not this is a good thing for them. I think on balance it's probably destined to be a bad thing for them, because a convention is the one chance a party has every 4 years to showcase its case for why it should hold the White House. And if you don't have that chance, then obviously you've been hurt a little bit. Also, the Republican Party, in its last couple of conventions, has made a very strong case against the other person. And I expected this convention to be 4 nights of pretty merciless abuse directed at Barack Obama. So my thinking is every hour that they can't spend doing that about Barack Obama actually kind of probably benefits Barack Obama.
Ewan McCaskill, U.S. Bureau Chief. Well, the main absentees are George Bush and Dick Cheney. They were due to kick off the convention. The absence of George Bush and Cheney, who are pretty unpopular, maybe not as unpopular among Republicans as they are with the general population, but anything that allows McCain to avoid being linked too overtly with Bush is maybe no bad thing.
Richard Adams, Communist Free America. Part of me thinks that there is an element of this which does play into the Democrats' hands in a way, because the Democrats have a platform talking about how important government is and that government can do things. And one of the things you're seeing on your TV screens is government whirring into action and evacuating people and trying to fix the situation. And that, I've got to think, helps Democrats.
I'm looking forward to seeing Sarah Palin. It was interesting to hear John McCain trying to defend her, saying that she's got lots of experience. She's commander-in-chief of the National Guard in Alaska, and she's been abroad. She's been to Kuwait. If that's the extent of her foreign policy experience, God help America.
I think the mood on Sarah Palin is pretty skeptical and pretty grim in every quadrant except among very serious right-to-lifers, very serious social conservatives. Certainly among conservatives who are more concerned about foreign policy, among mainstream media figures, among moderate voters and among liberals, there's far more skepticism than enthusiasm. So she has a very simple job: demonstrate that she's not a lightweight, but I don't know that she can do it, because by all appearances, she does seem to be a lightweight.
I'm looking forward to seeing McCain, make a speech. He'll be compared directly to Obama, probably unfavorably. Maybe he'll have to try something to slightly different, some sort of gimmick, maybe a satellite feed from New Orleans, but he'll need something like that.
Oh, it's neither make nor break. I mean, as always with any convention, he could make some sort of horrendous error, and that would hurt him. But the way things are going, I don't think it's really going to make much difference. And I have to say, I don't think his choice of vice president makes any difference. If you're on the losing side, nobody remembers who your vice president was. It doesn't make any difference.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.